This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, right? You don't want to be part. I mean, be part of the solution. Otherwise, you're part of the problem. You've heard me say this a long time ago. It's just amazing. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And if you're informed and you're engaging, you know, with people, you will make a difference. And really that simple. You don't even have to worry about that point in time. Right? Anyway. Again, I say, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, you guys, I love some of the stuff you sent me. Send me, not sent me. But interesting conversation was struck up online about the gun grab in New Mexico. Now, some feel it's just a test run by the Democrats to see how much we would push back. Not just the gun owners, I'm talking about everybody in general. And they found out it was all up. Even Democrats were coming against them on the this governor on the gun grab. And there's even more and more outrage growing over Governor Michelle Grisham's decision to suspend the Second Amendment, in essence. She's now backed down off of that just a little bit. I can't remember what the two places were. One is the parks. The other one might be government buildings or schools. But the same token, is it, show me, right, in this situation, she had thugs, she had criminals, she had illegals that are shooting people in the street, that are using their guns as weapons. And the best you can do, or the best you're going to tell me, is that for that reason, you need to take away guns from illegal abiding citizens. And on top of all of that, I can't carry a gun at the park. Where if chances are something went wrong, if somebody tried to abduct one of those kids, if something really blew up there, I'd have no way to defend myself or the kids or anybody else in the park. What kind of sense does that make? And she even suggested that law-abiding citizens, ones that wouldn't comply with the mandate, should be arrested. So are you going to arrest the sheriffs that refuse to comply with your mandate? Finally, or fortunately, A judge blocked the governor's scheme, and there were other Democrats, longtime hardcore Democrats, that pushed back on her and said, "You know, what are you doing?" I mean, the only Democrat that really came out in support of what she was doing was, you know, Pocahontas over there in Massachusetts. She's a real peach. And even the district attorney said he wouldn't enforce the law, wouldn't bring charges against any of those. I mean, the governor can't do it. He said, as an officer of the court, I can't and will not enforce something that's clearly unconstitutional. County sheriff said the same thing. I'm not doing anything unconstitutional either. He said, really, I'm not going to put my deputies in a position that could lead to civil liability conflicts. They can be sued for this kind of things. I really would impeach her. And, you know, she's not stupid. They're not stupid. They did she did this for 30 days because it would take longer than that to get into the court system. Really. This was a sad, but it was testing grounds. To see what kind of backlash they would get. Would it be hot? Would it be loud? Would there be a lot of it? Even anti-gun zealots. Freaktoids like Ted Lieu. Right? And Parkland High School alarmist David Hogg blasted the government. They called it unconstitutional. Not that I like anything they have to say, but just saying. You know? But Grisham came back out and said, hey, look, our constitutional rights were never intended to be absolute. Ooh. Really? Apparently, she hasn't really studied history. She really doesn't know. So if that's the case, is Governor Grisham, does she believe that she has a right to shut down the news media? Come on, think about it. Right? What about the churches? This is where these people are going. I want you to think this through. If they can convince the public, the general populace, that the Constitution can be frozen, discarded, superseded by whatever they believe to be as an emergency, quote-unquote climate emergency, can they freeze any of these? Does she actually believe she holds that power? Because if she believes it, you know the rest of them do too. Just amazing. Remember the last time government tried to take guns away? I think it happened around 1775. Just saying. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back to my favorites. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROGE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You do that, what are you doing? You do that by getting involved. You do that by getting engaged. You do that by just frankly doing something different. In all seriousness. Don't do it the same way you've been doing it. If you're not getting any headway, if you're not moving forward, then change. Change it up a little bit. Anyway, we're talking about the New Mexican government. Or New Mexican? Yeah, I remember that place. The the New Mexico governor with her gun grab. And I had mentioned to somebody, mentioned to you guys, but somebody immediately replied, you know, about the gun grab of the Brits. Remember back in, you know, 1775? they didn't want you guys to have guns. They didn't want us guys to have guns. They knew. The British dispatched hundreds of redcoats to Lexington, Massachusetts. They were under orders to confiscate all the guns, all the ammo. But, you know, those hard-nosed, hardcore pseudo-Bostonians in Lexington. It ain't going to happen. Come on. Come and get it. Seriously. We're back to that point. I'm not suggesting for a second that we should be firing the shot heard around the world for the second time. But I am suggesting we should say no. No to giving up the guns. No to getting vaccines. No to wearing your masks. No to doing things that are unconstitutional. Tired of hearing about our founding fathers, you know, suspending our rights. Our rights were never really suspended, ever. Anyway, back at it. About time. Somebody needs to wake up. These people are in such a tirade, such a race, the people on the left, where they don't want any part of family, God, any kind of normality at all, gone. Got to be gone. The Minnesota School District, for instance, they removed Christmas and Easter from its official calendar to comply with the district's commitment to equity and diversity. In other words, the only way you have equity and diversity is to remove Christian holidays, right? Is to go after a certain group of people. Religious rights are protected just as much as sexual orientation is. The Brainerd Public School Systems, they said that students and faculty would still get holidays, but moving forward, those holidays would be known as the winter break. Or the spring break. And frankly, guys, it's already known that way across the country in many school districts. But those were changed, and I don't agree with that either, but those were changed in the name of not making it look like they sponsored a religion. Totally ridiculous, but whatever. But now they're being erased in the name of equity and inclusion. How is that? The intent here was that they're recognizing that we're a diverse community with many different beliefs. We wanted to make sure that we weren't creating a condition where we're excluding someone unnecessarily. Happy holidays! Merry Christmas. You pretty much got everybody at that point. Right? Happy holidays, happy non-holiday, Merry Christmas. Got them all. Ain't anybody left out. And if you're offended that I'm wishing somebody else a happy holiday for their holiday because you don't celebrate it, well, you're in the wrong country. Just amazing. I guess Murtha, who's the director there, he pointed to the district's commitment to equity signed in 2021, along with the definition of inclusion, is brought forth by the district's... Ready for this one? Come on. Every board should have an equity task force. Really? God. It's just amazing. One of the new board members, DJ Dundlinger, he said it makes no sense to remove the Christmas holidays from the calendar. We're a Christian country. We built on Christian values, Christian principles. We may not be today. I'm not saying everyone's a Christian, but if you think I took a job in Saudi Arabia, we probably wouldn't be upset that Christians wouldn't on the schedule. If we were in Israel, I don't think it'd be upsetting either that Christmas wasn't on the calendar. We get it. Seriously. It's using a little bit of common sense. Now, Dr. Lori tells a story about how she was given an award by the Catholic Diocese in Los Angeles. And she had to go to a Catholic church to accept it. And she talks about the fact that she was a devout Jew. For those of you who don't follow religion, Jews don't follow Christ. He's not the Messiah, not the Son of God, you know, not God in the flesh, none of that. He's just a prophet. But she knew what she was going to, and she said, look, I didn't tell them to cover up and or take down all the crosses with Jesus on it. That's their belief system. I'm there to be honored by them. I'm willing to take the award with the understanding that it was their Catholic principles that made them give me the award or made the award available. That's the way to look at it. That's the reality. That happened had to be 20 years ago. Maybe longer. So it was starting. Story goes on to say that people are going to have to start standing up and saying, hell no, not going to happen, not going to do it. Again, we're not talking about violence here. We're talking about saying, do you realize if enough of you, you walk up to Joe's Corner Store and it says, must have a mask. If enough of you didn't go in there and buy, Joe's Corner Store would have two choices. Take the sign down or go out of business. Just amazing. One writer said, this is a country founded on Christian values. Now our schools are getting rid of Christmas. You should really go read what our founding fathers wrote about this. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
Five Americans are on their way home after being imprisoned in Iran. The U.S. agreed to a deal that will give Tehran access to $6 billion of its own oil revenue the U.S. had frozen through sanctions. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby defended the arrangement, stressing that there will be rigid restrictions on Iran's ability to use the money. A 13-year-old girl was brutally beaten by an adult woman at a Southern California McDonald's. Cassidy Jones' mother says the beating was unprovoked, and she's upset nobody stepped up to help.
My daughter is hurting emotionally. She can't sleep at night. She's bruised. She doesn't want to go to school.
They also want McDonald's to publicly apologize for not doing anything when the fight broke out. Cassidy has bruises to her head and face. Her eyes are swollen. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's really what I want from you. You know... And you know, you got to go to the chat room, people. JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. Smarter people than I are in there. Tell me the truth. And you're right. I mean, little towns, little cities all across the country. Really funny how it takes big city folks to come in and tell little town folks how stupid they are for believing in God, how stupid they are for being Christians. I mean, God bless them for doing our whatever. Mother Nature blessed them. I don't know what they would accept. I mean, if we didn't know that, my God, we'd go through our whole lives believing in God. Still do, but the heck with it. A group of atheists is threatening to sue. Now, does anybody know who the atheist might be? I'll give you 27 guesses. Your first 26 don't count. How's that? Group of atheists threatened to sue Florida school district after a group of teenage football players got baptized. That's right. Sue them. Too late. Already done. Filled with the spirit, part of God's family. Go for it. It's just too dull to figure it out. Over the summer, 30 football players and coaches at Port Charlotte High School converted to Christianity. It was a sign of a brotherhood and their newfound faith. The young men were baptized in the ocean. Gee, was that on, I wonder if that was on school time. You think so? Think the coaches were getting paid for that? Freedom from religion freaks said the school district broke the law. They say coaches are not allowed to engage in religious events or prayers, and that they're ordered the school to cease and desist. Not true. You just heard it from the, see, this is what they do. You get these rulings from the Supreme Court, and then these guys want to blow them off. They're not interested. Right? And we've learned, come to find out, come to know for sure, for real, is that as long as these things are done, not done during school time, although We've had presidents. I can't remember which one it was, and I will find out for you guys, I promise. We have a president that wrote a letter to his pastor buddy about how on the weekend he preached seven sermons, he baptized like 80 people. You think they'd call for him to step down as president? I mean, heck, you're not supposed to be doing that. He is the president. He's not allowed to do that. So, no, it's not true. Charlotte County Public Schools must ensure, they go on to say, that the school-sponsored religious coercion ends immediately. Yeah, right. FFRF staff attorney, that was Chris Lyne, he said the team's coaches must immediately cease infusing the football program with religion. Right. Well, you know, again, according to the Supreme Court, this is fine. They also took issue with the football team's chaplain, who was accused of telling the kids about Jesus. That's right. They ask, he could tell. If they say, you know, where do you get these sayings? Where do you get this? Where do you get that? Chaplain or anybody else on that team from Vatican, they, well, you know, that's actually in the Bible. It's in this book, it's here, and this is what it means. Is that shoving something down somebody's throat? Especially when they ask you, where you getting that kind of information? It is illegal for public schools athletic coaches to lead their teams in prayer or instruct others to lead their team in prayer or religious activities. FFRF reminds the school district Supreme Court has continually struck down school-sponsored prayer in schools. No, it hasn't. That's not true. It's additionally unconstitutional for public schools. No, it has to be open to everybody or anyone. It is additionally unconstitutional for public school employees to direct students to partake. You don't have to partake. Just tell them, hey, they're praying over there if you'd like to join. But they can't even have that. What is it about this God that doesn't exist that makes them so nuts, do you think? 855-REAL-JOE. I'd love to hear it. 855-732-5563. Love to hear what you have to say. One of the assistant coaches happens to be pastor at a New Day Christian Church. And it really angered the godless heathens who run the Wisconsin-based anti-Christian organization. Really, seriously. Can't have a pastor on the team. Can't have a pastor on school grounds. You can't. Let's stop it. Maybe you should go down and really look at the founding fathers. Look at what their goal was. Look at what they were. I mean, something I got to do. I just got to write it down. No student athlete should be expected to pray. Or pray to play, much less be subjected to full-body baptism. I don't know if they were expected to pray to play. I don't know if they were expected to be baptized to pray. Is there a memo? Is there something the kids signed? Is there video on the coaches pushing that? I don't know. Student-athletes looked at their coaches for leadership, and these two were abusing their trust. Right. I know this may trigger the out-of-town atheist, but listen, the Supreme Court's already ruled that football coaches have a right to pray and engage in other religious activities on and off the gridiron. So I give these coaches a lot of kudos for now just stepping out. You're going to see this happen over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And God bless those young football players. Really. I mean, seriously. These kids... I mean, were they caught up in a moment? They could be. If they were caught up in a moment, they'll drop it. It'll go away. If they really meant it and they move forward, they'll do so much better. I mean, seriously. 855 Brad. You know, I'm going to save this one for Brad Dacus. It's a big one for him to look at. And even talk about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly, truly be part of this solution. It's the only way everybody wins. Everybody comes out on top. You know, I kept saying rules for thee and not for me. It's so true. Pelosi refused to hand over communications surrounding January 6th. Democrats destroyed evidence from the January 6th committee. Refused to call in the National Guard. Pelosi hired a camera crew to follow her around that day. Why would she choose that particular day? On Sunday, President Donald Trump, he was in an interview with Kirsten Welker from NBC's Meet the Press, where he handed it to her. During the interview, President Trump argued that Nancy Pelosi is responsible for January 6th, not him. He said Nancy Pelosi was in charge of security. She turned down 10,000 soldiers. If she didn't turn down the soldiers, you wouldn't have had January 6th. He's right. Whether you like it or not, he's right. And there's plenty of evidence to prove it, to back him up. President Trump, let's see. Oh, he asked for the National Guard 3 days in advance on January 6th. Pelosi turned him down. You don't need that many. Well, why? What would be the big deal if you had them? Right? Now, Pelosi refused to turn over information about her culpability in the security breakdown. Right? I mean, they did a whole year of investigation. You'd think they would have the information easily at hand. Stephen A. Soon, the Capitol Police Chief on that day, he confirms her culpability. He came out, spoke, he's even written about it. And he blames the rest squarely on the Democrat Party, Democrat leadership. He said Pelosi utilized him as a scapegoat, forced him to step down as police chief. And we all know now that she was just trying to obfuscate her own responsibility. Yeah, see, these people need to come together all at one shot, do a one-hour live feed on something, anything, anywhere. Yeah, she should be liable for the death. She should be liable for the amount of damage that was done that day. And the only thing she could talk about is punching him out. You know, too bad, again, too bad he surrounded himself with idiots. Too bad Trump didn't have the right people there. And the problem is he just trusted them so much. Right? Just amazing. He should have gone with his instinct and actually brought other people he wants to bring. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You'll see the Joe Messina Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash. If you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's what I want you to be. It's the only way we get ahead, right? I mean, seriously. And then once you start figuring that out, once you start figuring out how to handle this, you will do so much better. We will do so much better. We will be able to nail more of these people who don't have a clue as to what's happening. And that's the irritant most of the time. Come on, guys, honestly. The irritant is mostly around the fact that, you know, just people are, you're putting out misinformation and it makes it hard for everybody else. In all sincerity, in all reality, I'll put it that way. Sorry, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
I love these people. Never mind. I don't want to do that one. All right. Well, the women's. The criminals get another win, people. Yeah. Illinois sets a risky precedent by becoming the first state to abolish cash bail. Totally. Now, Illinois has become the first state in the United States to entirely abolish cash bail starting today. The Gateway Pundit reported in July that the Illinois Supreme Court upheld a pre-trial Fairness Act provision of safety, accountability, and equity, meaning that the cash bail will be eliminated in Illinois in 60 days from that time. The elimination of cash bail in Illinois is set to go into effect Sunday, January 1, but the state's highest court halted the reform. Democrats in Illinois now passed a new law to eliminate the cash bail system. Now, the new law aimed at reforming the state's criminal justice. How does that reform it? This will result in a release on no bail while awaiting court dates. Right? Those that are accused of certain felonies such as second-degree murder, aggravated battery, arson, without bail, as well as a drug-induced homicide, kidnapping, burglary, robbery, intimidation, aggravated DUI, aggravated fleeing, eluding, drug offenses, and threatening a public official. Figures. Get it? Threatening a republic, threatening a public official. See, who are they trying to call, cover? The Democrat governor, J.D. Pritzker, he signed HB 3653, calling the safety, accountability, fairness, and equity. Give me a break. He signed it in law in February, saying transforming the pretrial detention system so low-income people aren't thrown behind bars while only the wealthy walk free. Right. Republican mayor of Moreland Park, Keith Peckow, he said in a press conference earlier this year that this new law would deny victims their constitutional rights. He's right. Look, I'm sorry that poor people can't afford to get out of jail. I really am. But you don't set those dollar amounts based on income. Right? I mean, if you have aggravated assault, if you started pounding at somebody's street because you had road rage, whether you're a multimillionaire or you're living week to week, the bail should be the same. It should hurt. It should not make it that easy for you to get out. It should make it painful for you to skip. It abolishes cash bail for almost every offense. This includes, but isn't limited to, kidnapping, armed robbery, second-degree murder, drug-induced homicides, aggravated DUI, threatening a public official, and aggravated fleeing and eluding. Now, some of those are federal crimes. If the DA's smart, he'll push them off to the feds. Offenders released on electronic monitoring have to be in violation for 48 hours before any enforcement can happen. For 2 full days. Right? And this is from where they're at. 2 days, it could almost be in Alaska. You know, think about this. I mean, it does not allow victims their constitutional rights. Just lets that person back out in the street in no time. And businesses and homeowners will no longer be able to remove trespassers from your resident or your business. Someone could decide to live on your shed. All we can do is give them a ticket. No. You pour gasoline over the shed and you light it on fire. Not with them in it. Now, you're going to have to start taking drastic measures to protect yourself, in all sincerity. At least that's the way it looks. Now, remember, this is coming from most of those people who have private security and or state security. The Illinois Constitution of 1970 does not mandate that monetary bail is the only means to ensure criminal defendants appear for trials. This is according to the Supreme Court there in Illinois. Our Constitution creates a balance between the individual rights of the defendants and the individual rights of the crime victims. The Act's pretrial release provision set forth the procedures that, you know, hopefully will balance out the system, which I don't get. Now, this is them trying to show you why this is okay. Okay, the law means that 12 non-detainable offenses will no longer require a paid cash bail. Listen, the law means that 12 non-detainable offenses, keep that in mind, non-detainable, will no longer require a paid cash bail. Second-degree murder, aggravated battery, arson, drug-induced homicide, kidnapping, burglary, robbery, intimidation, aggravated fleeing and eluding, aggravated driving under the influence, drug offenses, threatening a public official. These are non-detainable offenses. How? No, let that sink in. How? I would circle out the federal offenses and hand these people right over to the feds. That'd be the best way to do it. Now, and then they go after the police. Big time. This law would also create a more robust statewide certification, decertification system for police officers. Let's go after the police office. Requires use of body-worn cameras. Empowers the Attorney General to conduct pattern or practice investigations. Gee, this guy, he only seems to arrest prostitutes. We're going to have to check him out. Updates the use of force standards. Creates duties to intervene and render aid. Requires training on racially sensitive. I mean, some of the stupidest stuff in here. And with the criminal justice reform, it goes on to say, expands the list. First responder, co-responder, deflection programs with funding. So I'm going to teach you how to keep people from beating each other up. Because I'm sure they don't learn that in police school, right? Some of this stuff is extremely irritating. Somebody's paying money for all of this. Right? Just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, Chicago has the highest crime rates in the United States. Chicago's crime rate is up 40% compared to 2022. We're not done with the year yet. Major crimes like robbery, burglary, and theft have increased significantly. It's just amazing. The murder rate today in Chicago, ready for this one? Sitting down? 80% higher than it was in 2019. God bless. The murder rate and the gun violence is significantly higher than the national average. This is great. This is exactly why you need to take guns away from law-abiding citizens. Can't believe they're out there committing murders and gun violence at such a high rate. Oh, wait a minute. This is done by illegals and career criminals. Wow. Jeez, I'm so sure it was done by law-abiding citizens. Wow. Okay. Joe Mancini, your host. Got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. You'll see the Joe Mancini Show on the Genesis Communication Network. You know, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones. We pick up some stations. We need to find a way to get the message out. You're not going to be able to do it online. I mean, listening online, okay, that's great and fine and what have you. But the true reality in all this is you really have to know, where to find us, what stations to find us on. There's a dozen ways to do that. You head over to the website, joemancina.com, joemancina.com, go to click stations, or, real simple too, you can go up to GCNlive.com. GCNlive.com, look up the show. And look up the affiliate list. Really, truly that simple. All right, God bless. If you got to leave, well, you always pick up the podcast online later on. If you don't, we got a lot more coming up after the top of the hour. So cool down your drink. Do something smart. We'll be back in a little bit.